Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast today, a mixture of clouds and sun and a high only in the low 50s. Kenosha right now is at 42 degrees, 37 in Burlington, 44 in Milwaukee, 43 here in Racine. Federal Emergency Management Agency declaring 10 western Wisconsin counties a disaster area after heavy rains and flooding in September on the 21st and 22nd. Governor Walker had requested the declaration last week to help those communities affected by the storms to pay for damage caused by flash floods and mudslides. Early damage assessment done by FEMA determining those storms caused more than $11 million worth of damage to public infrastructure, over $5.2 million in damage in Vernon County alone. A $40,000 grant from Racine County to the group Segway Racine for rent and utilities on a homeless shelter over a half a year's time at a Dominic Drive location is going into the operations aspect of it, and it was approved by the county board last night without any discussion. It was part of the public hearing process. It was not in the grant source, however. Pastor Warren Williams, who's president of Segway, taking note that there's a real need in the wintertime to help the homeless. He says, he takes a lot of people home just with him because they have to have a place to go.
I am weary of taking people to sleep by railroad tracks and underneath porches of abandoned buildings and garages in empty buildings or near empty buildings. These things happen. And I am so looking forward to this year not having to do that.
John Melnick called the funding proposal, though, irresponsible and not fair to the homeless either.
I feel that money would be better allocated towards the permanent shelter. They keep saying this is just not permanent. Well, kind of like the stadium tax. That was kind of not permanent. We all know how that went. So that's my suggestion. Or there's three pastors involved with this. Maybe they'd like to take the money and take these people into their church.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave mentioning to supervisors this is a one-time offer, reminding them about it, and it's only for a five-month period, and those who need the help will be supervised. The vote to approve was unanimous. Racine Police did a tactical response to the 1400 block of Buchanan Street on the report of a civil disturbance and a young woman being held inside a home against her will. Now, a news release indicates that the officers did hear voices inside, but nobody would answer the door. So the SWAT and crisis negotiation teams were activated. One man did come out willingly, and then police went inside, searched around, found Daryl Dotson. He was taken into custody on an active warrant. Otherwise, no evidence of anybody being held against their will. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Sherry Griffin heads up the Racine Women's Resource Center, and she noted it's been just over a year now since the opening of the Healing House out west.
It serves as our legal program and our hand-to-hand safe exchange and supervised visitation program, which the County of Racine supports through grant funds. And the other wing offers counseling for children, teens, and adults. In the center, where the classrooms were, we did a renovation of those classrooms into shelter space.
And she said it took some time and some work, but they did get the legal okay to open up that shelter space at the end of July.
We decided after we got the go-ahead that should anyone come to us and ask for services, we would informally accept them into shelter. Well, as fate is, within 24 hours, we had our first shelter resident staying with us.
Since the end of July, 8 families have been served by the shelter, 3, though, having been able to successfully leave. In Kenosha Circuit Court, a 55-year-old woman, Paula Whitaker, arrested during an FBI-led operation this week to find victims of sex trafficking. She is now formally charged with keeping a house of prostitution. She's accused of pimping her two daughters, ages 16 and 17, ordered by a court commissioner to have no contact with the teens or two other individuals. She will be back in court next Thursday. And take note that in Caledonia, the intersection of 7 Mile Road and Highway V is scheduled for reconstruction as of next Monday. That'll mean about 2 weeks of closure. Project dependent, of course, on the weather, otherwise scheduled to end on November the 5th. 7 Mile Road will be closed from the East Frontage Road to Highway 38, and Highway V will be closed from Highway G to the Milwaukee County line. Detours will be posted. Packers didn't look all that great in the first half, looked a lot better in the second half, and they beat the Bears 26-10 last night at Lambeau Field. Aaron Rodgers had one of those nights, mainly in the second half, finished up with 3 touchdown throws, 326 yards passing, a franchise record for a single game of 39 completions. Wide receiver Devontae Adams say, hey, just winning is going to help in a number of ways.
It's huge. Last time we came out here, Thanksgiving, played these guys. I myself had the worst game of my career, and you know, we didn't play so great as a whole. So it was amazing to come out here and finish a game off strong, and you know, we got the pieces. So we just got to make sure we continue to stack this success.
Packers improve to 4-2. Bears fall to 1-6. They also lose quarterback Brian Hoyer to a broken left arm. They leave Matt Barkley to finish up the game. Jay Cutler still on the sideline, recovering from a thumb injury. Public hearing on the proposed 2017 Racine County budget dominated last evening by supporters of creating a youth sports complex at Pritchard Park on the southwest side of Racine, though the Ridgewood Care Center's future, jail staffing, mental health services, and funding a homeless shelter also got some attention. Racine Raiders President Matt Nelson remembers his days with youth sports and how a good facility can really draw some interest.
I think it'll do wonders for the community. As the Racine Raider president, I would love to be able to sponsor a youth tournament with all the parks we have around town, all the football fields, and eventually culminate in a championship round at Pritchard Park. I know the money that is spent on these tournaments. Believe me, I know how much money that I have spent going to all these different cities. It's a huge revenue maker.
Linda Flashinsky applauded the budget's attention to mental health, which also ties into addiction.
Since the war on drugs began, addiction has largely been criminalized rather than treated in our country. Your budget item regarding mental health treatment, often in lieu of incarceration, could not be any more important than it is, and I ask that you support this fully and move as quickly as possible to make this a reality.
And recently retired Judge John Jude urged retention of the Ridgewood Care Center based on the experience with his late father.
Believing that we should keep our parents at home and take care of them at home, let them die at home. That whole concept flipped for me because Ridgewood was an option and an opportunity for Dad to live in a better space and have better quality of life than he would have had at home.
In fact, 6 emails also introduced from citizens opposing the sale of the Ridgewood Care Center. The county board will be voting on next year's budget at its November 1st meeting. They'll set the levy on November the 7th. And in Kenosha, the Lakeshore Business Improvement District Board approves a $125,000 budget, which includes a property tax increase for downtown businesses. Commercial property owners would pay $2.50 per thousand of assessed valuation to the bid. It's a dollar more than the current rate. Lakeshore Bid's budget still has to be approved by the Kenosha Council. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscasts. Whenever you want, check them out. They're in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.